She beat Omarosa. Really, that's all we can hope for, right? Celebrity Big Brother winner Marissa Winokur joining us on the line to talk about the competition. Hello there.
Hello.
First off, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. I still don't believe it. So it's been a great week.
Well, you know, let's talk about your time in the house, though. It was how many days away from your family?
I was 28 days away. 29 days away from my family, exact. Yeah. And I had never gone even more than 5 nights away from my son, so that was pretty hard.
See, but
and
for...
he's 9 and a half, so it's been a long time since I took any time for myself, to be quite honest.
But that's the thing, though. For a lot of people, that's like a vacation away from family, and I'm getting paid for it? Come on. But no, you're close with your family, and that's great.
Yeah, I am, but I will say in the beginning, I was like, oh my God, it's so nice to not have to like multitask and do all, you know, the lunches and the homework and all that stuff. So there was no complaints in the beginning, but then you're like, oh, I miss my son. Like, it was like painful. So, yeah.
That's the thing, you know, like moms... parents probably don't, you know, especially moms too, right? I think my mom never had a day off. You know, she might have worked 5 days a week at her job, but 7 days a week as a mom. Yeah. So now I have to ask then, have you watched the show back now? Have you seen the episodes?
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, being in the house, it's one show, right? And then what CBS edits together and, you know, has the straight stories together and you only have an hour episode is a different show. So I wasn't going to watch it because I'm like, I lived it. I don't need to watch it. But since I've been out of the house, so many people are talking to me about very specific things. And I felt like, oh, wait, you're talking about a show that I don't even know what you're talking about because I wasn't a part of that conversation. Or edit. So I'm on episode 9. I keep trying to watch it. And trying to figure out what's happening. There are some surprises. You know, I definitely was like, oh my God, Mark made an alliance with Omarosa? Like, I didn't even know that, you know? And I'll text Ross and go, Ross, did you know Mark had an alliance with Omarosa? And he's like, amazing. You know, we both were just like dying, laughing, because we didn't know half of what was going on. We thought we did, you know?
Now, are you watching it, like, with your family? Because I'm sure, you know, you're telling them, you've got other stories, like you said, to go along with the stories that are being shown on TV.
Watch it, but then I got too busy, so I haven't let him do that yet. So I've been kind of just like going through it really fast. So I'm looking forward to actually sitting with him and telling him, oh no, that's not really happened. Like that Omarosa wink was not nearly as dramatic as I just witnessed when I watched it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I winked back at her. Like I was, because she was having an asthma attack. So it's a very interesting edit in the winking situation, or Omarosa was actually winking at me to stir up trouble. I don't never really know, quite honestly.
Well, and let's be honest, it was good TV.
Oh, we kept saying TV, good TV, man. And there were times where Ross and I would look at each other and be like, you know we can't. And he goes, don't say it. I'm like, we can't get rid of it. I was like, don't say it. Like, we knew that Omarosa had to stay because we wanted to be on a good TV show. And we knew, we were, look, Ross and I have been in the business long enough to know, like, if Omarosa's on a reality TV show, we would watch it, so... we definitely went as long as we possibly could getting her to the final five, you know?
Now, do you think it because it was Celebrity Big Brother that people weren't as vicious and conniving as the usual version of the show, right? If you've seen the other, you know, the regular version of the show, it's really different. Were people on this season more concerned? Were they thinking about their public image more than gameplay?
I've watched, I'm a Big Brother super fan. I've watched every season, even the internet version of the over-the-top version. I've watched every season, so I definitely know how Big Brother is normally played, and they are much more vicious. That's why I actually won, because, to be honest, Ross was playing Big Brother, and I was playing Celebrity Big Brother. I knew you can't treat celebrities badly and that are going to go home and watch the videos, right? So I knew at the end of the day, the jury was going home and watching the show rather than the normal jury that goes to the house and doesn't see you, you know, backstabbing them. So I played a much cleaner game with that information in mind. I knew what was happening, so I was able to keep my hands clean and let Ross get really messy, and then that's why I won.
So that's the thing. So people were focused on the gameplay, not, okay, wait a second, once I'm out of the house, am I going to look like a jerk or a witch? It was all about the gameplay in that moment, though.
I mean, for some people, for me it wasn't. For me, I was like, I care. I think James was very aware of the audience and didn't want to come off as a bad guy. There were people that were definitely like, this will hurt my brand. This will hurt my, you know, like, yeah. I'm not going to play an ugly game because I don't want to let my fans down. And that's pretty much any see, that's kind of why, you know, where I played too. Like, I was like, I'm going to play with my heart because that's everything I always stand for and represent in my career, in my life. And as, you know, a cancer survivor, like, I definitely had a different game plan going. I was like, if I can stay in this game and not really, you know, destroy anybody, that's how I'm going to do it. Now, other people obviously weren't thinking that way. So it was two different games going on, and ultimately, that's why I won Celebrity Big Brother.
And I gotta say, you know, that's where you disappointed me, Marissa. Come on, come on.
Because I took Ross?
No, because you were too nice.
Oh, that's okay. I don't think people actually knew half my game. When I'm watching the show too, when I'm watching the CBS show, I'm like, oh, the producers didn't even understand what I was doing. So, I mean, I think that's how good of a game I played. I went out last night with Brandy and Ari and Ross, and Brandy was like, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yes, Brandy, I had a strategy. I was like, I knew what I was doing.
Now, there was talk about a female alliance, and I guess there was one, really. You know, we see that on the regular Big Brother series. Why does it become a battle of the sexes? Like, what is it that the genders just suddenly rally together?
It happens, and I don't know, it happens on on Survivor, it happens as well.
Yeah.
And it always frustrates me at home, going, like, why can't they just stick together? Why can't they just get the numbers? But the house shifts when someone else wins a challenge, so you kind of can't just stick with one group of seven. That's way crazy. I think it's when the numbers are six girls against five boys, that's a very easy, obvious alliance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, was in alliance with the girls of six, and then we had Ross, and then I treated Ross like an equal, and other people weren't, so that's ultimately what made my decision easy to leave the girls' alliance, because Ross wasn't a girl, but I didn't care. It wasn't about his sex. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the deal? Okay, you mentioned the word sex. I'm going to take this another direction. What was the deal between Brandy and James? Maybe I'm wrong on this, but it almost seemed like there might have been sexual tension that first night. Do you think, like, she was trying to flirt with him at the beginning?
I don't know. You know what? I was watching that, because I hadn't seen that at all. I didn't even know that they didn't like each other in the beginning. I didn't realize that was so prevalent. I went out with them last night. James joined in, and I was like, oh man, it's James and I have a girlfriend. I bet those two are gonna hook up. But no, they didn't, and they're not going to. I don't think that will ever happen.
Okay, now, so we have to talk about Omarosa. You know that, we know that. We saw everyone's faces when she arrived in the house. Was she what you was she what you expected, though?
No. I mean, I know there was a meme of me that I, like, made an audible, oh my God, when she walked on stage. I was terrified. It's interesting. She is a reality star. This was, like, her 36-something, like, honestly, like, reality show. She was kind and sweet and nice, and then as Omarosa, and then there was the other Omarosa that was, like, put on her show and gave her looks and gave her winks and scared you to your core. So, I mean, like, will the real Omarosa please stand up? Like, one was like, I'm going to make good TV, and the other one was like, let's talk about your son, and let's talk about your life, and families, and it was an interesting thing, because on TV, you don't see the change, but in person, it was like two different people at all times. So, there was one Omarosa that I would love to get to know, and then the other one, I'm like, oh, I'd love to watch you on TV, if that makes any sense.
So going forward then, is she, you know, somebody you're texting now? Or are you guys going to be spending time together?
She does text me, yes. Look, we all spent a really unique amount of time together. I've gotten texts from every single person from the cast, and I was with Ross, and he's like, oh wait, I don't even have her number. I don't have his number. And I was like, yeah, that's why I won, because I'm still the hub. Everybody's still contacting me. And he's like, oh my God, it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep in touch with everybody. It was a really unique experience. One day felt like 5 days. It was an insane, intense moment that only those 11 people involved will ever understand.
You ended up being really good friends with Ross in the end. I want to put you on the spot here. Let's say you're not in the game, but Ross is. What one thing are you changing about Ross's gameplay? What could he have done to win in the end? If you weren't there, what would you do for him?
Diary room and not talk about people that weren't home, because everybody was watching the show. If he did that, he would have won the game, no question. So, that's it. He, like, he needed to be a little cleaner on his diary room session.
And I've got to ask you, what are you doing with the prize money? I know you, your son wanted something after the show, right?
Yeah, it's a warp wall from American Ninja Warrior. You know that big 14-foot wall that kids like climb up and my son's going to absolutely break his arm on it. But that's the thing that I have to buy him. And then my husband's already like putting it like in a safe place, and I want to spend it before he does any of that. He's like, it has to go into a college fund. It has to do this. And I'm like, no, I want to go on vacation. Don't do it yet. My husband's going to be really smart with it. And he's going to probably do it as fast as he can before I spend it on everything I can.
There you go. Well, look at this. Your son's already just balling. I mean, he is just a little celebrity, right?
He is. He, like, wore Meta's hat to school today. And, you're not allowed to wear hats to school, but he still did. And they let him wear it because it was Meta, so it was fun. He's having a really good time.
And now I heard you wouldn't go on the show again. Is that true?
Well, you know what? I said that when I got out, and then like within four, like now we're like 4 days out, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I would absolutely go back. I was just a little shell shocked when I got out. I kind of think I would. I'm having a hard time readjusting to my normal life, is the truth. So now I'm like, wait, I want to go back in and have no responsibilities. It was really easy.
You've got the shakes now. You've got to go back.
Oh, please. My PR agent was like, she's like, okay, I feel like you have, like, Stockholm Syndrome. You have to stop hanging out with the cats, because the only time I've left the house is when I'm hanging out with people from the cats. Oh, no. She's like, it's enough now. I'm like, I know, I have to get back into my real life. It's been hard.
So aside from mingling with your new family, what's next for you then? What are you working on? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, we love you. You're funny. And now people are like, let's do this. Let's do that. What can we develop? Whereas, like, you know, I was just as funny, you know, 6 weeks ago, but I think everyone forgot. So the good news is people are remembering again that I'm funny. So that's always nice. So I'm, like, trying to strike while they aren't hot and get my hands into as many pots as I can.
Well, this is going to be one of those things, like winning the lottery. You're going to have all those, you know, long-lost cousins coming out of the woodwork and all these people who are suddenly related to you, right?
Oh, yeah. Flying in with her daughter for vacation. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching everything that you're working on. Anything specifically you can tell us about?
No, because it's all good stuff. But it's all like, it's going to be all development. But hopefully we'll know in the next week that I can say it out loud.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be watching, I guess, your social media then, right?
Yes. All my social medias. I'm a 45-year-old woman, so I don't really quite understand how it works, but I'm good. My Instagram is awesome, so go there.
And now the great thing is, you can pay somebody to do it for you. You know that.
I know, but I don't do that. Like, I was the same way with Facebook. Like, I'm really into my Facebook page, but, you know, because I'm that generation.
Yeah.
And then, like 6 months ago, someone was like, you need an Instagram page. And I was like, okay. And I'm really on Twitter a lot because I always, like, come up with fast, funny things. But then everyone's like, no, you got to need an Instagram. And then people exactly are like, I'll do it for you. I'm like, no, everybody will know. I'm a very specific, unique person. Like, I have to do it myself. So I do it all myself, and oh well, and it takes up too much time, but I love it.
Yeah, it's a good time. Well, again, congratulations on the big win, Marissa. Celebrity Big Brother
champ.
Thanks so much. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll be watching for your latest projects.